This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Marker. What would it be like to grow up in a home where your father is a world-class cellist and your mother is a renowned Baroque violinist? Composer Benjamin Vollfisch says having Raphael and Elizabeth Vollfisch as parents has been a real blessing.
I think the main impact was that every morning we woke up, there was always music in the house. And it wasn't just being played on the radio, it was something where someone was applying themselves to just get inside it. And my dad would begin his day always playing solo Bach. There was this sense that music wasn't just a job, it was something that is part of my parents' identity. I mean, they're still very busy musicians. And there's this love of music which goes far beyond this is what we do as a job.
Benjamin Vollfisch chose the piano as his instrument. He says it's allowed him to follow his own path.
My grandfather, Peter, was a concert pianist, and he had an amazing approach to playing the piano. He treated it like a string instrument. Like, he would always say to me that your arms are your bow, and you draw the sound out of the piano and treat it like a violin or a cello.
The piano and the violin play a critical role in the music Vollfisch composed for the recently released film Summer in February. Based on the novel by Jonathan Smith, it's the true story of a sweeping romance set at a bohemian artist colony in pre-war England. Dominique Cooper stars as painter Sir Alfred Munnings, and Dan Stevens, whom you might recognize from Downton Abbey, is his best friend Gilbert, both of whom fall for the aristocratic beauty Florence Carter Wood, played by Emily Browning.
A score like this, which is a period score, you know, it's an Edwardian set film, the piano and strings has a kind of a certain sound which often conjures up that feeling of a time from yesteryear. But also it's a very intimate sound, and it has an enormous range. So you can do something very small and intimate, right up to portraying the storm at the very end, where you have these tumultuous arpeggios alongside the full orchestra.
Vollfisch didn't ask just any pianist to join him for this soundtrack. He sought out the fearless young Yu-Jia Wang.
And it was great. I mean, during the sessions, we had a lovely moment where it was just, you know, all going so well. Her record company asked me to write a little solo piano suite of some of the main themes in the score, and that resulted in the final track on the album. Which isn't in the movie, it's just purely for the soundtrack album. Florence's theme, which you hear on the solo violin, is completely different. It's extremely fragile and very strange harmonic progressions underneath a very simple, quite logical melody, which gives that sense of, you know, something deep inside is broken. And then there's a love theme, but it has a special tinge to it. It's an unrequited love theme, which really becomes Gilbert's theme, who's the man who wishes he had proposed in time before AJ Munnings got there in front of him. This melody is probably, I would say, like the main theme in the score, because that is the central motivation of the story.
As he wrote the piece titled The Painting, Vollfisch says he did try to channel another well-known British composer.
The Painting was scoring in a moment very early on in the story where everything is innocent, everything is simple and idyllic, everyone's getting to know each other, AJ Munnings is painting Florence. So that moment is what I call the Lamorna theme. It's a very open, Vaughan Williams-esque melody. It's almost like a folk tune.
You may already know the story behind Summer in February. However, it might be worth seeing it on the big screen just to see how the music unfolds. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Marker.